Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to July the 4th. Happy birthday, the United States of America. Happy birthday.
Amen. Thank you for all who made it possible.
The old saying is, for those that fought for it, freedom has a flavor the protected will never know. If you don't fight for your freedoms in one way or another, you'll feel cowardly on the inside. Nothing else. Pray for the leaders of our day. Pray for bold men. If you're not bold, pray for bold men to stand up and be bold and buy lots of ammunition and weapons. Pray for them. You got to do your part to defend this great nation. And then the satisfaction that comes from knowing, you know what? I've done my part. I never served in the military. In a branch of the service. But I have served my country very well, very passionately, very dedicated, very faithful. And when the opportunity was presented to me, I said, you know what? I'm going to treat this like my service and put all the diligence and the training and that every one of these other veterans have given it. And of course, I'm not in their boot camp with their DI in their face. But I stand before you today, a man who is actively serving this great nation. I never stood in front of another man and put my hand on a Bible and said, I swear to protect and defend this great Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I didn't do that. I just do it in here. And I attack our enemies every single day.
Yep.
And you can join us. We have a prayer program called Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness. You click our YouTube page and it'll pop up on there. Click the like, click the subscribe, and ring the bell. And then you'll know every time we come live. And, you know, we say God bless America and all that, but freedom's not free. 1 million people have given their life for this great nation. And those families still pay the price today and every day. In Jesus' mighty name, well, today, Jehoash and Haziel and the death of Elisha. We don't want to see the good prophets die. We want them to live forever. That's what we want. But it's okay. Every man's going to live on the earth, and every man is going to die. So you might as well decide what that little dash is going to mean to you, because it represents a whole bunch of your life. Elisha is probably about 60 years old. Here we go. Let's pray. Kind of just meandering around here. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come here. I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints. That's a lot of folks. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height? So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Here we go. 1 Kings. Yeah, it's like 1st, 2nd, 3rd bank, you know. Chapter 12, in the 7th year of Jehu. We read about him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was a mess. Jehoash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebiah. What's up with this? Mother's names all of a sudden. It's interesting. The whole period of time in history there that they didn't even talk about. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Bethsheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Now here's a whole new principle. As long as the priest was instructing him, he was doing good. So always keep the priest around and listen to him. The high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed, burned incense on the high places. Jehoash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man purposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priest take it to themselves, each from his constituency, and let them repair the damages of the temple wherever any dilapidation is found. Now it was so, by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, that the priest had not repaired the damages of the temple. Joash called Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and said to them, why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple. The priest agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Then Jehoiada the priest took a chest, bored a hole in the lid, set it beside the altar on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord, and the priest who kept the door put there all the money brought into the house of the Lord. So it was, whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up and put it in the bags, counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. Then they gave the money which they had, it should have been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. They paid it out to the carpenters and builders who worked on the house of the Lord, and to masons and stone cutters for buying timber and hewn stone to repair the damages of the house of the Lord, and for all that was paid out to repair the temple. However, there were not made for the house of the Lord basins of silver, trimmers, sprinkling bowls, trumpets, any articles of gold or articles of silver from the money brought into the house of the Lord. None. 14. But they gave that to a workman, and they repaired the house of the Lord with it. Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to the workmen, for they dealt faithfully. Now, usually in our day, that's a bad choice.
Yeah.
Keep record. The money from the treasury, the money from the trespass offering, and the money from the sin offering was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priest. 17. Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath, and he took it. Then Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. Jehoash, king of Judah, took all the sacred things that his father Jehoshaphat and Jehoram, Ahaziah, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own sacred things, and all the gold found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent them to Hazael, king of Syria. Then he went away from Jerusalem. How dumb can you be? The death of Joash. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and formed a conspiracy. His servants did. and killed Joash in the house of Milo, which goes down to Selah, for Josachar, the son of Shimeath, and Jehozadad, the son of Shomer, his servant, struck him, so he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. These were some murdering people, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel and Samaria and reigned 17 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. He did not depart from them. Make you just take their hands and knock them. Three, then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he delivered him into the hand of Hazael, king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. So Jehoahaz pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. Then the Lord gave Israel a deliverer, so that they escaped from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before. Nevertheless, they did not depart from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin, but walked in them, and the wooden things also remained in Samaria. Wow. Seven. For he left of the army of Jehoahaz only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, 10,000 foot soldiers. Only. That's a pretty good sized crowd.
Yeah.
For the king of Syria had destroyed them and made them like dust at the threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did in his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoahaz rested with his father. They buried him in Singapore. Then Joash,
Singapore,
in Samaria. I am continually trying to make Singapore Samaria and Samaria Singapore. But everybody just be all right, right?
We are.
Thank you, love. Then Joash, his son, reigned in his place. In the 37th year of Joash, king of Jamalah, just seen if you caught that one, of Judah, Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, became king over Israel and Samaria and reigned 16 years. So a couple of verses here are going to span 16 years of reigning. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Why are we not surprised? He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. Now the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did in his might in which he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel?
Well, yes, they are.
So Joash rested with his fathers. Then Jeroboam sat on his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel.
And you know what's frustrating as all of this is, these kings that kept getting them into the trouble right from day one, God said, you don't need a king, let me be your king. And they wouldn't listen
and they wouldn't
all
listen.
Of this. So that's a lesson for all of us. If we just listen to start with. It would save us a whole lot of grief in our lives.
It's like Brother Hicks said, after 60 years in ministry, I learned one thing. One. After 60 years in ministry, I learned one thing. And that is that God really does know more than me.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And if I had just done what he told me to do when he told me to do it, everything would be much better shape.
Amen.
Well, here we go. That's probably started at about 13 minutes. There we go. Here we go. The death of Elisha. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him, wept over his face, and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. He said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, open the east window. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till they have destroyed themselves. 18. Then he said, take the arrows. He took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground so that. So he struck three times and stopped. Then the man of God was angry with him and said, you would have struck five or six times. You should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria until you had destroyed it. But you will strike Syria only three times. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I lost my verse. Which one was it?
20.
Then Elisha died. That's not a good day when the good prophet dies. Mm-hmm. And they buried him. And the raiding bands from the Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was as they were burying a man, suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet. Hello. Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them, had compassion on them, regarded them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not yet destroy them or cast them from his presence. Now Hazael, king of Syria, died. Then Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his place. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, recaptured from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times Joash defeated him and recaptured the cities of Israel. This book has some serious intrigue to it. Mm-hmm. Serious. And I like it that way. Now, we're going to 2 Chronicles, and we're going to read chapter 24. You ready?
Ready.
Joash. Don't mean to say I was excited or nothing, but Joash repairs the temple. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. He knew where he had to go, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jehoiada took two wives for him, and he had sons and daughters. It happened after this that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then he gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, go out to that city, to the cities of Judah, and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly. However, the Levites did not do it quickly. So the king called Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the collection according to the commandments of Moses, the servant of the Lord, assembly of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? For the son of Athaliah, that wicked woman who had backed into it. Anyways, so the king and the chief priest, verse 6, said to him, why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and Jerusalem collecting according to the commandment of Moses, servant of the Lord and the assembly of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness. For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, wouldn't you love to have that title?
No.
Had broken into the house of God and had also presented all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord to the Baals.
Wow.
Then at the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside the gate of the house of the Lord, and they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, had imposed on Israel in the wilderness. All the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, put them into the chest until all had given. So it was at the time when the chest was brought to the king's officials by the hand of the Levites, when they saw that there was much money, that the king's scribe and the high priest officer came and emptied his chest, took it and returned to its place. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. Verse 12. Then King Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also those who worked in iron and bronze to restore the house of the Lord. The workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. They made from it articles for the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of God, and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. Verse 15. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
When he died. 16, they buried him in the city of David among the kings because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and his house. After the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king. The king listened to them. Therefore, they left the house of the Lord God. Their fathers served wooden images, idols. Wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespasses. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, saying,
would not listen. Oh my goodness.
They would not listen.
Just hard-headed.
That's why God called them stiff-necked and rebellious.
Yes, stiff-necked and rebellious.
Verse 20, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, priest who stood above the people, and said to them, thus says God, why do you transgress in the commandments of the Lord? Oops.
So they.
You cannot prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you. They conspired against him. And at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash, the king, did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. As he died, he said, the Lord look on it and repay.
Hmm.
People's lives are messed up, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Had to take me now. Verse 23, so happened in the spring of the year that the army of Assyria came up against him, and they came to the leaders of the people from among the people, and they sent all their spoil to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, but the Lord delivered a very great army into their hand because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him severely wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Jehoiada, the priest, and killed him on his bed, so he died. And they buried him in the city of David. But they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings.
Wow.
These are the ones who conspired against him. Zabad, the son of Shemaiah, Ammonites, and Jehozadad, the son of Shimerith, the Moabitess. Now concerning his sons and the many oracles about him and the repairing of the house of God, indeed, they are written in the annuals of the book of the kings. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word. My, my, my. This is what we call circle the wagons. And I think tonight is real simple. Follow the priest. Well, it's actually the verse in Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter verse 4, it's possible for those who were once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift, have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, have tasted the good word of God and the power of the ages to come. Let's put a bunch of, you know, identifiers. If they fall away again, to renew them to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. You just do what's right because it is right. That's the bottom line. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation, because that's something we do every time we come. Maybe you don't know Jesus. This is now your opportunity to come face to face with knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, fill every part of my life.
Fill every part of my life.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, mighty.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. We want to be a blessing to you in your life and help you grow and develop in God. Because this is just the first day. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, came in, left faith in his place when he went. The Father has come, and, well, he didn't leave. They live in us for eternity. Amen. They're the true beings. And all demonic spirits will be thrown into the lake of fire, chained forever. Now, my email address and website's right there. Contact me, and we will be a blessing to you and help you know how to walk with God, study your Bible, anything. I've been around this kingdom now 47 years.
Creepers.
47 years. And we've seen it all, and we know how to help you walk with God every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, which will be tomorrow morning, the same time, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon. God bless you.